This is The Recency Bias. Zach Finas back with you here. After a week away, my sincerest thanks to Ian Boisvert for stepping in, running with The Recency Bias while I was in Kenya on a little business. Glad to be back, but again, thanks to Ian, and apologies to Ian for sending him the wrong template. I sent him the template for the Montreal Bias, the big show. So he's forced to work with that, but he did. He was able to work with that. Other than the theme music, it was all good. Great job by him. And I apologize for my return. Because now it's me on the Recency Bias. Ugh, I tell ya, what a return. Had spent pretty much 25, 26 hours getting back. Was very much looking. Actually, before I do that, did record a little sound because I was on a wildlife conservancy in Kenya, and wanted to throw in a little bit of the sound just to give you guys a taste of where I was at, what I was up to. So there's that. But anyway, so, you know, I had a great week. Saw elephants, saw rhinos, zebra, giraffes, all sorts of animals out there. It was just a really amazing experience for the week. But the travel was long from Nairobi, Kenya, to India, Ethiopia, to Addis out to Dublin across. So, long trip back to Toronto. I don't sleep on planes, so I pretty much got no sleep at all through that stretch. And I didn't want to sleep Saturday during the day because I wanted to, you know, be able to readjust to the time zone. You know, my plan was, oh, I'll stay up until Habs leave Saturday night. That should be a good game. Should be interesting. That'll help keep me awake. And then crash hard. And hopefully be somewhat readjusted to our time zone again. So the whole trip, kind of looking forward to settling in for a Saturday night Habs-Leafs game after that journey. Ugh. Kind of wish I hadn't stayed up for it, to be honest with you. Toronto 6, Montreal nothing. That coming on the back of a loss to the Arizona Coyotes, probably the most painful loss of the season up to that point, but now the Habs have put together two of the most painful losses of the season, back-to-back. You were hoping they could have done something in this one. They needed it to really turn that sixth-game homestand I kept talking about before I left, about how, you know, they could really use that stretch to get their season back into shape. And with a win against the Leafs, a regulation win against the Leafs on Saturday night, they could have come out of it an okay 3-2-1. That would have been okay. Not ideal, but hey, you used it to at least not. You could have been holding serve, I guess. Would have been the thinking there, going 3-2-1 that six game home stretch. But no, they lose, and they lose in embarrassing fashion. 6-0. They go to 2-3-1 on the homestand. Actually lose some of the ground that they'd made up on that rather promising four-game stretch through the Midwest before the stand. Kind of erasing it all. And now I'm left with the feeling. I was left with this feeling. I was trying to in the rare moments I had Wi-Fi. I was able to grab Wi-Fi at a couple airports on the way back, so I caught up on Ian's episodes of the Recency Bias, and I was reading up on the stuff that he'd put on rabbithabs.com. I was seeing what Brian Wilde had to say. I was checking out what The Athletic had to say while I was out. And it became evident that this was a team that maybe wasn't going to do what it needed to do at home to make the playoffs. And I think the Saturday night insult certainly put a questionable stamp on whether or not this team is is one that could possibly make the playoffs. I mean, look, you got the American Thanksgiving coming up this coming weekend. Everyone knows that's a big checkpoint on the season. And if we're evaluating where the Canadians are, Carey Price or no Carey Price, I mean, Lindgren had been really pretty solid coming in. Obviously looked a little human on Saturday night. Prior to that, goaltending, absolutely not the issue for the Canadians. I just don't know if this team's good enough. I don't know if there's enough talent there. It's still a massive gaping hole besides Shea Weber. And you just can't play hockey with full-on positions missing. And they're completely missing a position. They don't have a number two defenseman. That wasn't the only issue on Saturday night. It hasn't been the only issue this season. But oof. And if you're watching the Hockey Night in Canada broadcast of this game, a lot of shots of Marc Bergevin and his messed up hair, stressing out over what he's seeing. But this is Bergevin's problem. I mean, it becomes all our problem as fans, but this is what Bergevin's built. And I just don't know that it's a great hockey team. Certainly lacks confidence. You saw that on Saturday night. Once it was 2-0, it was over. And it was 2-0 quickly. Not quickly in the game, but it went from 1-0 to 2-0 in like 45 seconds or whatever it was. Hainsey, then Kadri. Confidence is gone. Game over. Which is really too bad because for the first period and through the first bit of the game, I thought the Habs were outplaying the Leafs. I thought they looked to be the better team on the night. But once Lindgren got beat first by Hainsey and then by Kadri on just a sniper job from him, that was it. The team's confidence was shook. Charlie Lindgren's confidence was shook. It eventually leads to him getting pulled, so we get our first look at Antti Niemi. You may remember Antti Niemi from the 2010 Chicago Blackhawks Stanley Cup win. And then quite a few teams since then. Niemi's been bouncing around. More than a stint in San Jose. Time with the Dallas Stars. The Habs, of course, marking his third team of this season after they grabbed him on waivers on what was looked like it was a confusing Tuesday, I want to say, earlier this week. When they grabbed Niemi and Price said he didn't know when he'd be back. And you know, I've been watching hockey long enough. I've been seeing this long enough now that you kind of get the sense when a season's coming apart at the seams. I think that's what this week felt like. And you can't add a bigger exclamation point than a 6-0 loss to the Toronto Maple Leafs. Not that the Leafs were playing poorly coming into this one. They'd won 5 straight, but yeah. I mean, what else are we going to break down from this game? Nothing. It was a decently fought contest. Could argue the Canadians were the better team. And then kind of some missed defensive assignments by the otherwise offensively solid-looking, though they made nothing happen, first line of Pacioretty, Drouin, and Galchenyuk. And then it just air comes out of the building. By the end, you're left with only Leafs fans at the Bell Center cheering on the 6th straight win for that team. They got to be feeling great. Habs need to reassess now. It's not a guarantee that the season's a lost one, but I don't know what you saw at all on Saturday night or have seen at all recently, really, to tell you that this is a team that's going to climb its way back. I'd like to hope that that 4-game road stretch against, you know, was Ottawa, Minnesota, Winnipeg, and Chicago. You'd like to hope that wasn't the high point of the season, but they haven't done much to indicate it won't be at this point. Other scores from the NHL last night. Flames beat the Flyers 5-4. The Stars doubled up on the Oilers 6-3. Coyotes, hey, they got another win, though not in regulation. They beat the Senators 3-2. Jets beat the Devils 5-2. Islanders over the Lightning 5-3. Kings blanked the Panthers 4-0. The Blackhawks edged out the Pittsburgh Penguins, a 2-1 score there. Hurricanes beating the Sabres 3-1. Caps over the Wild by that same 3-1 score. Predators beating up on the Avalanche 5-2. Preds coming up on the schedule this week for the Canadiens. That'll be on the second of a back-to-back there. The Blues beating the Canucks 4-3. And the Bruins beat the Sharks 3-1. Your Montreal Canadiens now 8-11-2 on the season, which is very meh. They'll hit the road again, heading to Dallas for a game against the Stars. That's an 8:30 start on Tuesday night. Like I said, that's the first back-to-back 8 p.m. start Wednesday night against the Nashville Predators. And then the Habs will host Buffalo Saturday night. That's the week ahead. Those are 3 games to come. Find me on Twitter. I'm back on Twitter after a week's absence. At Zach Drops Tweets, at the Montreal Bias, of course, for the podcast feed. Sean and I were just chatting a little earlier. Going to look to do an episode of The Big Show, hopefully this week. You know how these promises work out, generally. So take that with a grain of salt. We'll try to do one this week for you. And of course, be checking out rabbithabs.com all week long for see what this week brings for the team. Hey, maybe they go into Dallas and Nashville and put up some wins, get themselves back to a game below, technically a game below 500 or whatever. Maybe you talk yourselves into it. We'll see what comes. Until then, take care.